The fractured Baltimore County School Board's inability to elect a chairman and vice chairman is now an issue before the Maryland General Assembly. WIPR's John Lee reports.
In December, Board Chair Kathleen Causey and Vice Chair Julie Hinn seemingly lost elections to be reappointed the board's leaders by 6-5 votes. However, both remain in place as de facto chair and vice chair. The reason is you need 7 votes to be appointed. The vote was complicated by the death in October of board member Roger Hayden. Now Democratic Delegate Eric Ebersole is introducing legislation that would allow future votes to be decided by a simple majority.
It certainly did point out to us a little structural problem there, in that if you lose a member or two, you still would need 7 votes to pick a chair.
Hinn says all board matters require 7 votes, and Ebersole is trying to change the outcome of a legal election. If the legislation becomes law, the school board could take another vote. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.